Hi, I'm Ben Miller from University Relations here at the University of Wisconsin-Madison, and we're a proud sponsor of WIS Politics and WIS Business Podcasts.
You're listening to WIS Business, the podcast, Wisconsin's business news source. Now, here's your host.
Hi, everybody. This is Alex Moe here for WIS Business, the podcast. Today, I'm joined by J.P. Miller. He's the Curriculum Director and Programs Lead for a Madison company called Matem. JP, thanks so much for coming on the podcast.
Absolutely. Thanks for having me.
So for our audience members who are unfamiliar with you guys, what is Matem all about? What's your mission as an organization, and how do you try to accomplish it?
Yeah, our mission is to teach girls and youth of color in rising 6th to 12th grade about STEM opportunities, STEM-related skills. We teach them skills such as web development, Android app development, AutoCAD development, all sorts of these STEM-related engineering skills that can be used in the workplace. And our goal, our ultimate goal, is to reach parity with national demographics.
Gotcha. And how young are the kids that you work with? What's the age range?
Yeah, so like I said, we work with kids that are rising 6th to rising 12th grade.
Okay.
So that's usually 11 years old.
Okay.
Around that age, maybe 10.
Gotcha.
All the way up to 17, 18.
Okay. Understood. So with some of those younger kids, especially on the younger end, how do you connect with them and introduce them to some of these complex subjects? I know there are certain programs and ways to almost simplify it in a sense, but what's your approach for reaching the youngest of the kids you work with?
You know, Alex, you know, these kids are amazing. Kids in general are amazing. They'll surprise you every day if you just open your eyes and your ears and listen to them. We just wrapped up our summer programs, and we had a group of 12 brilliant middle school students. One student somewhere like 10 years old to 12 to 13. We taught these kids with Scratch is what we started with, which is block coding, where you're taking these commands, these command statements, and connecting them together like a puzzle, and then it makes an animation move. And these students actually created a game using this program called Scratch. And once they had the basic building blocks of how to program, we started teaching them how to build websites, and they built all sorts of websites using programming languages like HTML, CSS, JavaScript. And basically, we just help them. We teach them what these basic skills are, building blocks, one step at a time. Okay, play with it, see what you can do, write it out, code it out. We use CodePen and GitHub, and they start coding it out. Eventually, we had them moving. They're building full programs in Visual Studio, which is a text editor that real programmers use every day to write real programs at real jobs. And these kids are learning these skills in 6th, 7th, 8th grade.
That's cool. So getting them, edging them in almost to some of the more significant work with, that's interesting, some of those programs looking at animating games and kind of an element of fun there.
Yeah, so they're middle school students, and it's summertime, so you know we're not going to be in a stodgy classroom. And, all right, you have to code for 7 hours. That's not going to work. We're middle school students. They want to have fun. So we start by having fun. The first thing we do is let's build a game.
Yeah.
And what kid doesn't want to do that? And so, yeah, they all build a game. They get to do a little graphic design, drawing out characters and different barriers, and get to learn how to code along the way.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
You mentioned you focus on young girls and kids of color. How do you reach those groups specifically? What's your outreach strategy like, and do you go through parents or schools, or how does that work?
So we have a newsletter, we have a mailing list that's built up over the last 4 years. I go to a lot of schools, I talk to a lot of students at schools and hand out flyers and applications for these programs, and when I'm there I just say, you know, this is who we work with and this is the mission, and it's not that we wouldn't accept a white male student. It's just that there are many more opportunities, and there's been a lot of focus. There's a lot of focus in the public on STEM skills right now. It's been popular for several years to focus on STEM, but that focus has been primarily on white male students. So while there's the focus on STEM, it's not being turned toward the those females or those students of color. And so we're just trying to turn that spotlight on these children from underrepresented demographics to say, look, these students have the same skills, they have the same abilities, and look at the awesome stuff that they're building. This is huge portfolios to prove these wealth of skills. And so going to schools and talking to parents is the biggest way. And we also go to family events and things like that and just get that word out.
Gotcha.
Yeah, you can check us out at madem.org and follow us on social media at Madem Tech. It's M-A-Y-D-M Tech.
Sounds great. Awesome. And we can also include a link below the podcast so listeners can click right through to those things.
Thanks.
And thank you, JP, for coming on the show. I really appreciate your time.
Absolutely. Thank you.
You've been listening to WISP Business, the podcast. Now stay tuned for a word from our sponsor.
Hi, I'm Ben Miller from UW-Madison, and we're a proud sponsor of WISP Politics and WISP Business Podcast. UW-Madison is one of our state's greatest economic engines, accounting for $15 billion in economic impact statewide. UW-Madison is working for Wisconsin.